Good morning, everyone, and welcome to day 20. Wow, day 20 on the 20th. We hit that right on the spot, huh? Good morning, Gail and Gregory.
Good morning, Daniel.
Good morning.
All right, I'm just going to go ahead and hand it right over to Gail to get us started this morning.
Okay, day 20 on the 20th. Whew. All right, so something that we've been receiving over the last number of days are some emails and messages from people that are expressing their amazing breakthroughs. And it's just really, it's such a joy. And we all, I'll speak for all of us, we're just in such appreciation of the community that we're creating here. And I know that to be a vessel, and that's really what it is, we're just being a vessel of this energy. And to see it working the way it is truly magnificent. So my thanks to everyone around that. So we've talked a lot about the toroidal energy flow. And what I want to do today is take you on a journey into that flow. And as you recall, that flow is that movement that kind of is like a donut. It's going in and out. So it keeps revolving and convoluting, involuting, so that you're constantly recycling that energy as you're connecting in with Source. And as we do this, remember that the center, the core of your being is at the heart center. So as we talk about this and we're working with moving the pendant or the eye connect around, just know that it truly is connecting in with that center, the heart center of who you are. So when we see ourselves as pure energy, we realize that we can only be connected. There isn't anything else. It's all connection. The energy, it just works that way, and it's very precise, even though in the precision, you can get to these places in so many different ways. The universe gives us such an amazing variety of experiences and ways to reach wherever it is that we're moving into. And we take in the divine energy, this divine spiritual energy, and we process it. We recycle it in a beautiful spiral engagement. And what we do is we release it back to the universe. So we're always taking in, putting our imprint into it, and then going back out again as it becomes the next evolution. All we've spoken about regarding awareness and abundance is an aspect of this flow on its way to become form. And you are the intermediary. So let's play with this energy now as you get into a relaxed position. Have your either eye connect or heart companion in your hand, ready to work with, hands and legs uncrossed, eyes opened or closed. And take your heart companion or eye connect, and as the heart companion, bring it to the crown chakra with the star side facing the top of your head. So just bring that to the top of your head. And breathe in as you open to expanding the energy at the crown. Just breathe in and feel that energy at the crown beginning to work with your whole system. And you're now going to move the heart companion or eye connect in a clockwise spiraling motion, inviting the energy to circulate through you gently. And slowly as you're doing that, move your heart companion down the front of your body, making spirals so you can feel and perhaps even see the toroidal flow anchored at the heart. Now, when you have reached the base, if you're going down, lift the pendant so that the earth side is now at the back of your body, and the best that you can, just spiraling and however it works, draw the energy up, moving it up and back to the top of the head. and you're allowing the toroidal flow of energy to just bathe and enliven your body, nourishing every cell and connecting you to your divine center. And just notice how easily you are accepting the flow. And breathe, feeling the peace and gratitude for your life in beautiful connection with Source. Next, take the heart companion and rest it at the heart center. Feel the energy spiraling and centering at the heart. Feel your balance here. And with your breath, expand the inner knowing of the goodness within and the awesome love that you engage with. Breathe in and feel the shift of your core now stabilized at the heart. And now take a deep cleansing breath, and on the out breath, as you release the air, allow the sound VAM to resonate through you, and we'll do it together three times. Here we go. Finding their right place in you, absorbing the blessings, and sending them out to others and the universe. And just feel the gratitude as you do this. And now let's make the sound together again three more times. Here we go.
Exercise that was to use the I Connect or the Heart Companion in that way. Wonderful. Today's statement is going back to the idea of the river. Just kind of keep that in mind as we go through. I read this statement for you. When I am aware of the spirit self with me as my total fulfillment, I am totally fulfilled. I am now aware of this truth. I have found the secret of life and relax in the knowledge that the activity of divine abundance is eternally operating in my life. Eternally. That's a powerful word. I simply, and that's also a powerful word, simply, have to be aware of the flow, the radiation of that creative energy, which is continuously, easily, and effortlessly pouring forth from my divine spirit. I am now aware. I am now in the flow. Now, I guess as I think about this, Gregory, I'd love to have your input on this. I guess as I look at this, I am now aware and I am now in the flow. I think when we think about being in the flow, a lot of times we think about being one with, source, but you could be in the flow of nothingness as well. Either way, there's a flow. What are your thoughts about that?
You know, yes, that essence part of our being that we speak to, that we talk about, when we are open to that, you know, and these are all words that work with flow. When you're open, then energy moves through our body, and it's that energy that directs us. It's that energy that moves us in a way where we can't move it if we think about it on our own. It's like being in the mountains skiing is a wonderful experience for me. And I think anyone who does something, you know, some sport like skiing or dancing or something that at first it takes a lot of effort and it's very tiring because your muscles are fighting themselves, trying to find balance, trying to find the space of opening. But once you become adept enough at a sport like that, what happens is the energy comes through effortlessly. You don't fight yourself. The muscles are in a place of balance, and it just happens, and you watch yourself dancing down a mountain. And so it is, you know, with life, that sometimes we work with the emotions and we work with the thoughts and we try to do this and we try to do that. And the effort of trying and trying to keep our balance and stay in the middle and stay open is some of the exhaustion we feel and the difficulty we feel. But once you find that spot of awareness where you can simply be, you know, connected to that spirit within, then the energy moves through. It moves through in a way where it flows through you without any thought, without any control. You are just being with that. And that is being in the flow because it translates into everything in your life, in the way we move through our life at the right time and the right way. In just the same way I can come down a mountain without thought and just be dancing in the snow and in this crystal. And now I can do that with my life, that same metaphor. And that's what this speaks to for me.
Mm. Yeah, that's beautiful. You said something that this particular statement I want to kind of go back to, and that is that when you're a skier, and I am not, but I was at one time, when you are a skier or a, what do they call it, snowboarder or a runner or a dancer or a quarterback for a football team, there comes a point in your practicing that it becomes automatic, as if, and it does it, the body has begun to embody the understanding of what it is that you expect it to do, and the subconscious mind is also in alignment with that movement. As I said the other day, this may have been this weekend when I said this, one of the greatest quarterbacks for the Dallas Cowboys was Roger Staubach. And he was, the reason why they called him the greatest quarterback was because somehow he had this uncanny ability to be able to throw a football in the last seconds of the game and win a game. And he did this over and over again, not just once. And so he was being interviewed once, and he was asked, how do you do that? They were just, you know, how do you make that happen? And he says, oh, it's easy. They said, easy? He says, yes, I've practiced it so many times in my mind and body that when it came down to it, it just was automatic. Spiritual practice is called practice for a reason. But in our practice, in our diligence of understanding being in the flow, being in the now, being fulfilled, being aware is all part of the practice of getting to a place like skiing that things begin to show up automatically. A person who is sound in their spiritual practice may be better at bringing into existence the very nature of their own desires, not because they're better than you, but because they know how to tie into that everlasting source, that effortlessly, continuously, easily pouring forth divine spirit of energy that is always there. It's omnipresent. It's always there, always going to be there whether you like it or not, or whether you can tie into it. And what this particular statement is talking about is that now that we've been through all of these statements, and where tomorrow is the culmination of 21 days, we should have developed by now, if you have been diligent in your spiritual practice, the ability to have a habit. Not a hobbit, a habit. Maybe a hobbit too. So it's incredible that we're willing to do these things in other areas of our life. And even when I was saying earlier about being in the flow, we may be in the flow of our negativism, in our idea of scarcity. But what really matters is when we find the truth. What really matters is when we begin to forgive ourselves. What really matters is when we recognize, listen to this, and I'll see how Gregory feels about this. You can't keep doing the right things and get wrong results. When you're skiing, Gregory, you're doing the right things, right? Most of the time? Maybe I should ask Gail.
No. Yeah, it is fun the way you've turned that around. But, you know, that's what mastery is, when something takes over for you. I think all great masters that are revered, like you see in some of these movies that depict what really happens in the East when someone is able to work with their body, work with a bow and arrow, work with something with a sword in Aikido, where if that master had to run it through the thought process, you know, they wouldn't be able to do it. You have to be ahead of the thought process and so in the moment that's where you are, and only spirit can take you there. Only essence can take you there. And like you're saying with the practice, when you're doing the, you know, the things you're supposed to be doing, it's almost like just what I was sharing the other day when I just showed up for 21 days and put my energy into speaking to things of a conscious nature. It starts shifting my body. I can't help but have things shift in a positive way. And sometimes negative stuff comes up, but that's just cleaning house. And now I'm understanding how to deal with it. And that's the beauty of it. But just exactly, I agree with what you're saying about if you do it, you do the right stuff. It's before when we thought we were doing the right thing, but we couched it in the wrong way in terms of I want more happiness, creates a feeling of wanting rather than being in the spirit of happiness.
I love that.
I want to show Daniel.
Yeah, before Gail goes on. Folks, make sure that if you want to share, I see some folks have your hands up. We want you to jump into the conversation, and I'll get to you right after Gail.
Okay. So Greg and I were having this conversation this morning, and it was in regards to, you know, when you go back and you look at Egyptian times, they were measuring precise energies, and they were recognizing all these different relationships and ratios of, you know, spirit to matter, of this earth energy to different cosmic systems. They had this amazing ability to see this precision. And what it gets down to is that energy is amazingly precise. The way that it's working, the way that it is created, it is a design that is perfect and is able to encompass so very much. It's there. It's there in its full perfection. And our opportunity is to be present with that, to be present and resonate with the perfection of that. That's where the toroidal flow comes in. Our energy system is perfectly designed to take it in and synthesize it and bring it into our lives and create matter with it. And what's really in front of us is to be present. In that presence, we're then walking in the perfection of that vibrational energy. And within that, that's, you can call it the void, you can call it all that is, you can call it love. It's everything. And that, to me, is the real essence of sacred geometry, that it supports us to get our energetic field in alignment in present time with the perfection of the energy of divine spirit.
I love that. Well, we have someone on the call that wants to jump in on this conversation. Good morning, Elaine.
Oh, good morning. And before I say what I want to say, I just want to thank you for the birthday wishes yesterday.
You're welcome.
And happy Hobbit to you.
You know what I'm thinking, how the Hobbit's coming soon. I know, I'm a nerd in some ways.
I love that about you. Well, listening to y'all talk, it was earlier in the conversation about the effortless flow. Oh, my gosh, it so reminded me. Before my accident, I was a very avid bicycle rider. And I rode 20 miles at least every day. And every day when I would start riding, even though I was looking forward to it, the first 10 miles were this constant mind chatter of, oh, I shouldn't have come today. I could have been in the house reading or sleeping. Oh, my legs hurt. How am I going to make this? And just all this outpouring of fussing about what I was doing. And then always at about 10 miles, the chatter just stopped. It just stopped, and it was like I was just flying along. And everything was working perfectly, and I wasn't conscious of my legs pushing, you know, the bike pedals or anything. It was just like flying through space, and it was so glorious. And at that time, when I was getting into all that bike riding, I was also studying Chinese medicine, and I came across the term Wu Wei, which is that effortless flow. And they described how the water flows around the rocks. The rocks never stop the water. And I would take that into my bicycle riding. And it was so glorious to enter that state of Wu Wei every day. Strange thing that happened one time. I was riding with a friend, and it was at night, and we had these big bike lights on, and it was very glorious. And I had entered that state of Wu Wei, and all of a sudden, I felt myself going into some kind of ecstasy. And boom, right in front of me, this is crazy, this sphere, I thought at the time it was a blue marble, but it was bigger than me. It was right in front of me. It popped up, and I rode through it, and I felt like I exploded off my bike. And the next thing I knew, my friend was bending over me saying, "Are you okay? You just kind of jumped off your bike." And I was just babbling for about 5 minutes about the blue marble. So some pretty incredible things can happen when you're in that effortless flow, and I love it.
Yeah, you know, and I love what you said about, and I'm a cyclist as well, so
I know, that's
about
why I wanted to share that with you.
And so this is true about our spiritual practice. Many times, or actually when you are sounding the sound of Vam and really resonating and feeling it, it is impossible for any other thoughts to permeate your mind. That's why these chanting is important. And so just like our spiritual practice, We may start out our day waking up in the morning with not feeling well or off or whatever it may be, and with the practice of just going ahead and going through the motions, eventually, like Elaine was talking about on the bike, eventually all that stops and you find yourself in perfect order. This is the beauty of the practice, is that being human, we're privy to the human condition, which means that we're constantly being bombarded by emotions and feelings and thoughts, and that is what the spiritual practice is all about, is staying connected to that beautiful energy, or connecting to that beautiful energy, and watching how the you get back into the flow. Thank you, Elaine.
Mm-hmm.
Anything from that, Gail and Greg?
You know, what Elaine said, and I think we all feel, it's so important to recognize that part of our ego mind that always wants to put the brakes on before we get going. You know, it's like, don't do this. The other day, I was exercising, and usually I work out with a Pilates machine. And when I first start, that's never my favorite part of starting exercise. Like, I don't feel like I can do this. I would rather be sleepy. I would rather be anything in my mind. But, you know, I have a person that works with me, so I show up and I do it, and I go through all the motions. And when I'm done, I go, wow, this feels great. I feel great. I like how I feel. But it's so curious, that part of us that at the beginning of all of these things, we really have to exert a little bit of force from essence part of our being that says, I know what's good for me. Shut up and we're going to do this. You know, in the end, and so it is with all of these statements. There's always, it just seems to be part of our human nature that there's a part that wants to dampen things. There's a part that wants to blow the party just because you can't be having this much fun. It just isn't natural. And, you know, that's where all of us come in helping each other to go, yeah, it really is natural to feel good. It really is an okay state of being to be totally in love, and don't let your mind tell you different, because it's not telling you the truth.
You know, that's one of the great things about having these tools also, because when we're in that state of inertia, we want to stay there. We don't want to move. And it takes an input of energy. It takes an input of energy to create a change. And we, as human beings, resist change. It is, like Gregory was saying, it's part of our makeup. And when we're aware of that, then we can, you know, take our tools. Put your hand on your heart companion, or, you know, hold your eye connect. Focus back in and go, oh, yeah, it's that again. Don't take it personally. And that's what's so beautiful about these tools. They help you shift the energy, because it is an input of energy. And very, very rapidly you can step out of that old chat, or that voice that, you know, wanted to tell you, you know, you should turn around and go back. And instead you've got something there that's really inspiring you to stay connected.
Beautiful. We have a question from Placerville. Good morning.
Good morning. I have a question, but first I wanted to say thank you for that last conversation. That's very inspiring and empowering, because I, you know, of course, experience that all the time when I go to work out. There's a part of me going, no, not today. You know?
not any day, but especially today.
To put that in reference of, the ego comes in even before you begin.
Mm-hmm.
And so that was very helpful for me to hear. My question was, the little toroid, however you say that donut, is there a place to get that? I'd like to get one and play with it, because I'm having a hard time conceptualizing that flow. And I having that to play with might get into my subconscious to be able to grasp that.
We could send out some pictures. I think we did. Didn't we have a Taurus?
Yeah, you know what, Gregory? I think for the class to have the experience, would you be willing to do maybe a 5-minute video showing how it works? Because I think visually, if they saw it versus just a two-dimensional photo, that they'd be able to see how it works. Because I know when I saw you working it, I really got it. So maybe like a short minute, 3-minute video, would that work?
Yeah, we could do that. That
I think that would be a wise thing. And
can,
just focus on
yeah.
the Taurus, how it really works itself into every aspect of creation and the way energy moves. So I'll do that, and then we'll post it for everyone. And I'll do it through this weekend. It'll take me a little bit because I've got other videos we're working on, but I'll do that.
Great.
Thank you.
All right.
Put it up on
you. You bet. And we have a comment, let's see here, from the web from Daryl. He says, driving a larger size vehicle makes parking spots challenging most times. However, I am finding lately that the spots open up either before and or after, which seems to be more of that flow. That just makes me smile. Yeah, I understand that. I understand that completely. And it is part of that being in the flow. And here's something else, Daryl, and I'm speaking from a guy who has a big Ford F-150. It's a big truck. And I definitely understand what you're talking about. And for me, when I let go of the resistance of thinking that I have to park up front or that I have to park close and just make my way to wherever there's space for me to park so that my vehicle is not being dinged up or beat up or vice versa, I'm not beating up somebody's vehicle, I find that being in that flow of lack of resistance of parking spots, which is kind of crazy, but I've actually seen people shoot each other over it, the spaces open up. Yeah, I'll have to tell that story some other time. But the spaces open up.
In
you
L.A.?
Know? Yeah, there's a lot of things that happen in L.A. So the beauty here is, Daryl, is that you are in the flow, and what I want everyone to be aware of, just like Elaine is aware of the bike ride, the cycling, and Daryl's aware of the parking spots, these are indicators that you are beginning to get into that space, that congruency with Source, and begin to experiment in other parts of your life. Begin to almost nudge those other areas just a little bit. See yourself in the flow in other areas of your life. Those things do not show up when a person is not in alignment. And those alignments begin to, you know, it's kind of like the penny exercise, you know. If I find a penny, then what? Well, if I can find a penny and I can continually be able to do this over and over again, then I am also able to bring in health, wealth, and relationships as easily and effortlessly as the statement was saying today, because I am in the flow. I am now aware. I have found the secret to life. That is the essence of this entire program, this entire 21, that I have found the secret of life. And as Gregory was saying earlier, the only thing that's going to stop us from seeing this as a reality in our lives is our ego. And it's way ahead of us. Just like he's working out. He's not even in the car, and he's already thinking, I don't want to go. You know, and I understand that. It's the same thing when I was cycling. And she was saying, you know, I would think of every excuse. And this is when I have to be – this is a good exercise for everyone. When you are looking to do something like that, work out, ride a bike, where your ego tends to pay a bill, talk to a client, mend a relationship – we should always think to do contrary to what the ego is telling us to do. If the ego is saying don't go, then go. And then you get to feel like Gregory does when he's done working out. Or you know, whatever it is that your ego mind is bringing to your consciousness, do the opposite. Do what's contrary. And look what happened. Look what will happen to your life. It'll be amazing. Any comments on that, Gregory?
I like that. You really have to be sure that you define within your being, recognize the little ego voice that makes you small, and recognize the part that allows you to grow and feel love. And I think that's why we've had a lot of things during this workshop that have really helped us start to define what is the loving part, what is the part that looks to unity, what is the part that looks to avoid fear and go into love. And actually, what I would love to do right now is, there is a testimonial that we got the other day that I would like to share, because I think it's instructive for some other things that we're talking to today. So right now I'm going to share from someone. They said, I want to share that I had a beautiful experience at a spiritual workshop this weekend. Up to then, I had been having a difficult time with my lower nature obstructing me from really connecting to the inner presence. The first couple of days of wearing the heart companion, I felt my energy body expand, and I had a greater ability to connect to higher frequencies. Then ego apparently decided that was enough of all of this and just flat obstructed that greater connection. It was very frustrating, even as I had worked with ego a lot and have tools for dealing with it. I kept wondering if I would ever get beyond this. So before I read further, obviously, you know, this is speaking to what all of us experience, and it's so important, and it's really wonderful that I think with these tools we can more easily start to recognize when ego's playing with us. And here it was, he was feeling good, he was feeling expanded, and then he wasn't. And the old paradigm, what people would do is say, oh, this tool isn't working, it's broken, forget that, I'm going to get something else. Because so many of the things that work for us, if they stop working, we have to still keep the effort and the focus going and recognize, step back and recognize why they're not working. And in most cases, it's not that the stuff we're doing isn't working, it's that our ego has found a way to twist the perception so that we're missing it. Luckily, he saw that. Not luckily. I mean, it's a matter of practice, like you're saying, Daniel, and consciousness, that we can catch these things in ourselves. So he then spent the weekend at a retreat where one of the main focuses was on the heart. There was a lot of chanting at different times. I was still finding it difficult to really make that connection, even with the heart companion on. But then, it was during one of the chants, specifically for the heart, that it happened. I dropped into the heart. The heart expanded and was full of light. The ego piece that had tripped me up was a piece that had been afraid to open up the heart, feeling unsafe and afraid to do so. So I put that ego piece lovingly into the light, in the heart. What an awesome experience. Master Dwal Kul has taught that the longest journey is from the head to the heart, but I made it. It is my belief it never would have occurred, at least at this time, without having participated in this course with the statements and all the wonderful teachings from each of you, and of course with the heart companion. And I also now realize the power of chant and music to facilitate bringing about transmutation. Everyone's using this word transmutation now, Daniel, because you got
That's
it going
good.
On. So, you know, it's, and he says, thank you so much for this work. I look forward to staying in connection with this new community. And one of the things that earlier today, you were talking about the power of chant and sound.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we talk about these tools, but part of what makes them powerful is that they work with so many other aspects of our beings. it's important to go wherever you're drawn to, you know, be involved in the work of raising consciousness. And that's with different teachers and with different ways of working with energy, here with chanting and so forth. It's almost like I talk about these like a hammer is a tool that will help you build the house. But if you don't have nails, you're not going to have anything for the hammer to work with. So it's important to find other teachers and other ways of working with energy and bring the Heart Companion and I Connect into it, into these other areas, and then watch how things expand. And sometimes, you know, just trust when you're given the right book at the right time to explore. And that's one way I think these tools help us, by allowing us to be open to so many methods of support that universe is constantly giving us to support our evolution and our growth. Yeah, thank you.
Anything, Gail, before we wrap up?
Well, I think we've been there.
All right.
And wow, this is just an amazing journey. And I love how it's touching everyone in their own very special way.
Mm-hmm. Well, folks, so today, as you go through your day, remember to be aware. I am aware. I am in the flow. I am fulfilled. Those are powerful I am statements. If the only thing that the only I ams that you wrote down, we wrote some I ams for our intentionalities at the beginning of the class. If you just kept these three in mind all day long, you would find some incredible results at the end of the day. So I encourage you to do that today. From the bottom of our hearts to you, if no one has said to you, I love you, let us be the first to say we love you. And
love
have
you.
A beautiful, blessed day. Namaste.
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 The conference is now completed. Goodbye.